Okay, so we're going to start now.
How do you bookmark it?
Okay, we are on the Mishnah on the Chav Vav Amud Beis. So the previous Mishnah dealt with the number of Kohanim that are needed to bring the Tamid, which is a Keves, to bring the Tamid. This Mishnah is going to continue and count the Kohanim that are needed for other types of Olos. Remember, you have the Olo of the Keves, which is the sheep, then you have the Ayol, which is just older, and you have the Par, or the Bakar, which is much bigger. So, Ayol, right, if you have an Ayol that's being brought as an Ola, again, Ayol is a Keves that's 2 years old, so you have an Ayol that's being brought as an Ola, Karev be'echadasar, you need 11 Kohanim to bring it to the Mizbeach. So the Habasar, the chopped up parts of the animal itself, is the same thing, that's Bachamisha. You need 5 Kohanim, just like the other one did, you need 5 Kohanim for the pieces. But the Kirbayim, or the intestines, the Hasoles, and the solus, because there's more solus and more yayin. The bigger the animal, you had more accompanying solus and yayin. So that solus, the hayayin, b'shnayim shnayim. Each one is 2. So you have 5 plus 2 for the kirbayim, 7. 2 for the solus, 9. 2 for the yayin, 11. Right? So b'shnayim shnayim. So you have 11 for the ayil. The par, let's say you're bringing a par, okay? These are the animals that are as an ola. So most likely this is for the musafdei rosh hachodesh and moadim. Right, so you're bringing a par for the ola. That's karev esrim va'arba'a. That takes 24 kohanim. Right? Yeah. Big pious. 24 kohanim to bring it. So they have harosh v'haregel. So you have the rosh and the regel, like the head and the, we said the right hind leg. Right, that harosh v'echad. One kohen carries the rosh v'haregel b'shnayim, and 2 carry the hind leg. The question in the Rishonim was asked: do they chop it into 2, or do 2 hold it together? It's a bigger animal. Whatever it is, there's more pieces, so they have more. They have more. They have more kohanim bring it. Ha'okets, which I guess is the tail, the haregel, which is the left hind leg here, right? They used 4. Ha'okets b'shnayim took 2. V'haregel b'shnayim took another 2. So far we have 7. Ha'chazeh, which I guess is the breast, the hagera, which is the throat area, that took 4 kohanim. Ha'chazeh be'echad, the chazeh was 1. The hagera b'shlosha, and then the hagera was brought up by 3.
By weight,
it's a quick question as to why you need more. Some of these animals are bigger, obviously, but even
tail
so.
Doesn't need 2.
What?
A tail doesn't need 2. Yet the flank of an animal is getting 1 guy.
Getting 1, yeah. Okay, that's number. That's how it goes. Yeah, yeah. Shtei yadayim. I don't even know where they learned this from. Sukkim. Shtei yadayim. So now you have the two forelegs. Shtei yadayim b'shnayim takes 2 kohanim. Ushtei defanos, which I think they call them the flanks, right? That's Bishnayim, that's with 2. So now you have the Avarim are brought up with 15. So that was a total of 15. Hakirbayim, the Hasoles, the Hayayin, so the innards, the Soles, and the Yayin is with Slosha Slosha. Each one has 3. That's another 9. 15 plus 9 is 24. It gets you to 24. Tosos points out, interestingly, you follow the list of the parts that are mentioned. It doesn't match any of the lists that we mentioned yesterday. Yesterday we had a bunch of lists, and Tosos says, Kashali, the hachalo chashiv, log derechi lucho, it's not going to derech the animal walks. Log derechi tucho, not the way you cut up the animal. Log derechi luyov, not the way the animal is brought up. Log derechi hamsheto, not the way the animal is weighed. It's like, what list is the Mishnah using? Right? The ainio dea is a say the tougher flow. Tosas first says, I don't know what Seder. And Tosas goes through back and forth trying to figure out what the Seder is. But basically, Tosas says, it doesn't match any of the lists that we had from yesterday. Okay, it's an interesting point. So, by
Maybe they're not focusing on that. They're focusing on how many people.
Right, but if once you focus, those questions basically, order. Once you're focusing on that, just do it in order. Like we did in order last time, and we listed what the orders would be. What is the order here? Right? Maybe the order is no order. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, by Medvar Mamurim, when are these words stated? I mean, when are these words that a person has to be that if you makriv a karbon, you need all these kohanim that are listed in the mizbeach. In the Mishnah, when do you need, you know, 5 and 14 or 24? That is bekarbonot tzibur. It's only by the korban tzibur. If it's a tamid or it's a musaf, aval bekarbon yachid, the korban yachid, right? It's an ola. These are all olos. So say someone brings an individual, brings an ola for an adava, right? Bekarbon yachid imratza lahakriv makriv. Imratza lahakriv. What does that mean? Rashi says imratza lahakriv. Rashi adds in the word kohen, right? Imratza lahakriv. Kohen yichidi es hakol ubelo pious. You don't need a pious, right? The one kohen can do it. Whether it's one kohen was assigned to it, or you give it, the Baal decides to one's kohen.
He's doing it himself. I mean,
no. If an individual comes and brings the korban, you bring the korban.
Yeah,
You're not kohen.
Okay, well, you give it to one kohen.
Right, so he doesn't. You don't have to. He could do all the work. He could, or he could do all the work. He could do all the work by himself. Right? He doesn't. You don't need a pious for that. I don't know. Tosyantav asked, well, what? Why are you doing that? You know, didn't the kohanim? Didn't we see the kohanim really want to do the avodah? They would push each other out of the way to do it. So maybe they push each other out of the way to put the bimakri of this carbon as well. Rambam does differently than Rashi. Rashi, he says that in Ratzel Lahakriv Makriv, that you just don't need, you don't need the amount that are listed in the Mishnah, but maybe you still need a pious. Maybe you still have to like do some sort of system to get, not an official pious, but maybe there's some sort of system that you'd have in order to assign. It has to be some sort of assignment mechanism to give out, but just don't need all the list numbers in the Rashi says that one can do it. So Rambam says not everyone can do it. Just that you have to. It's just that there's no official pious.
Can the guy who's bringing the side?
That's according to Rashi. That seems to be what Rashi's saying. Okay. Now the Mishnah continues. Have sheita v'nituchan shall elu ve'elu shavim. The hefshet, the skinning and the chopping up nituchan. I don't know. Right. That's the carving up v'nituchan. That is the same by the korban sibor and by the korban yachid by the olah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tana, we learn in the Braisa, have sheitam v'nituchan shavin, how's that? Bizarre. That the hefshet and the nitua, right, the skinning or the flaying and the cutting up the animal into the different parts, that is kasher by zar. So what's going on now? You need a little introduction into Pshat and Psukim in the first parak in Vayikra. So the first parak in Vayikra is about korbanos, right? Vayikra Moshe, Vayidaber Elam El Moi Leimor, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Amarta Leim, Adam Ki Yakrim Mikem Korban Hashem, Mina Behema, from the animals, Mina Buck, from the cattle, min habakar, from the herd, from the sown, from the flock, the previous korban chen, talks about an ola. So if it's an ola, korbano, it's min habakar, it's from the bakar, it's zachar tamim. Okay. Now, so we're talking about the korban. Now, the psukim get a little, wishy-washy as it's very confusing as who's the subject of each of the following psukim are. So Pasuk Dalet talks about smicha. That's pretty clear. It says, "V'samach yado al rosh ha'olah v'nir tzalo l'chaper alav," and he shall lay his hands upon the head of the burnt offering, and that shall be accepted for him for atonement. Who's that? That is the Baal. That's the Baal. Let's bring it. That's clear. The next pasuk says, "V'shachat es ben habakar l'fnei Hashem v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron l'kohanim es hadam v'zarku es hadam l'zbeach saviv v'shepesach ha'moed," and he will kill the animal, and Aaron's sons, the priest, will present the blood and dash the blood around the altar. So it's clear that the ikrivu b'nei Aaron is. And Zarku is Bnei Aaron. So that means, the Gemara learns out, that means Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zerika done by Bnei Aaron. But V'shachat es ben habakar, is that clear? So that doesn't say who does it. Yeah. We learn out that Shkifas Tzeir Bizar. That means right. Even the Baal can do it. Right, we're saying that we know, but that's unclear in the Pasuk. That's Pasuk Hey. Then, Pasuk Vav says, V'hifshit, so you know now that everything after the Kabbalah it goes to the Kohen's done. Right. So then the pasuk comes again, v'hivshit es ha'olah v'nisach osol v'nisachel, and then you should flay it and cut it into pieces. That's what will be our focus on. But it doesn't say in the pasuk who does that, right? So you think it's probably be done by the Kohen because it's after everything else. We should go forward, but that's not clear. Then it says, right? So that's pasuk olah. That's pasuk vav, right? That's Pasuk Vav. Then Pasuk Zayin comes and says, "V'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nisachim es ha'rosh es ha'padar al yitzim ha'shel eish ha'shel mezbeach." So the Aricha over here is now putting the, that's clear that you put on the fire, and then it says, "B'nei Aaron ha'kohanim eish ha'shel mezbeach, v'archu eish ha'shel mezbeach." Okay, so that's putting the light in the fire, and putting the snake Israel eats him on the mezbeach. That's the B'nei Aaron. Pasuk Ches. Right, again says, V'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nisachim, I skipped that. So Zion was, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha'esh ha'mazbeh, V'archu al ha'esh ha'mal'etz. Pasuk Ches is, V'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim es ha'nisachim. Pasuk Ches is, V'hikir ha'kohen ha'kol ha'mazbecha, which is burning it all. That's the Kohen, ha'kohanim. And then next, it repeats itself again for the Tzon. The parsha repeats itself again for the Tzon. And the focus on that pasuk, in that parsha is going to be on Pasuk Yigimel, which is, V'akerev v'akarayim yirchatz b'mayim. The kriva kohen as a kol. That's the halacha, right? That's the halacha has to go by the kohen. But it's unclear about who does the hefshit and the nituach. It says v'hirshis es olah v'tachos l'sachea. There's no subject in the pasuk. The assumption is it should be done by the kohanim because it's after we already started listening to the kohanim. Shita with the, but you have to learn that inside. So Amr Chizkiah. Chizkiah says minayin lehefshit v'nituach sheshaveh bazar. How do we know that the hefshit v'nituach, right, the splaying and the cutting up into pieces is kosher by a zar? Shneamar, because the pasuk says in pasuk Zayin it says v'nosnu b'nei Aaron haKohanim ish alam esbeach. We saw that b'nei Aaron the kohanim, right, have to put the fire on the mizbeach. That by a kahuna, that needs kahuna. Hefshit v'nituach, but the hefshit v'nituach was in the pasuk beforehand, right? Lo by kahuna, that does not require kahuna. Okay, so he's making the deal. This requires the kahuna, but the one before does not require kahuna. But the Gemara says, wait a second. How can you can't learn that if the pasuk is needed for itself? If the pasuk itself is a chiddush, you can't learn it out for a deal. So the Gemara says that pasuk itself, the pasuk of the arklu of the nashim they are in combination with mizbeach, that the bnei kohanim have to put the fire on the mizbeach, be bali the gufa. That's needed for its own self. It's coming to teach you that the kohen has to do that. Right, so if, once you tell me that that's pasuk specifically needed, it can't use the diyuk for the previous pasuk. So I have no raya so far now as to how the zar could do hefshit v'nituach. So Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi. So Rav Shimi bar Ashi says as follows: Ashkachte l'Avayi to have masbele lebrei. So Avayi was learning with his son, and they're learning this memory of Chizkiah. Right, what Chizkiah said about hefshit v'nituach hashavah bizar. They're learning about it. So Avayi said as follows: V'shachat. Right, it says V'shachat is ben habakar shchita bizar k'sheira. That shchita shchita is kosher bizar. That's what you learn it. So the Gemara says, "What do you need a pasuk for that?" Where are you coming from? Where is it in the street that's pasuk bazar? Where is it in the street that's been done with the Bai Kohen? Why you have to make the pasuk says, "You know, what do you need? Learn it. Look, what do you need that for?" So it says, "No, because min haklal shenemar." There's a pasuk that we've seen before in Bai Midvar that says, "By Bnei Aaron, ata uvanecha itcha tishmiru eskunaschem chol dvar mizbeach." It says, so you would think that everything for the mizbeach is done by the Kohen. So shomeya ani afilu shchita. So I would think shchita is included. The whole varim is beach has to be guarded by the kohen bnei Aaron. So Talmud Loma, therefore the pasuk says v'shachar is ben abakel lefnei Hashem v'ikrivu bnei Aaron kohanim asadam mikabala ve'ela mitzvah kahuna. Only from the Kabbalah going forward, Mar Zvachim learns out that the v'ikrivu here starts with Kabbalah. From a Kabbalah, the Eilach requires a Kohen, right? But v'samach yado, which is says clearly, it's clearly the Gabal, and v'shachad as ben abakar, that's limit al shchita kasher bazar. That teaches me that shchita is kasher bazar. So I know now because the second pasuk says that he grieved ben Aaron, so before that is kasher bazar. So that much before that was the smicha and the shchita. Okay, so I know shchita is kasher bazar, and everything after shchita is the Kohanim. So if everything after the shchita is the kohanim, why do I need the pasuk to tell me v'nosnu bnei Aaron as a kohan as a ish? Why do I need that? Everything afterwards should be make a deed from there. So michdei mikabala ve'ela of mitzvah kahuna. Since right, from kabbalah and going forward is required by the to be done by the kohen. So v'nosnu bnei Aaron a kohen that's alam is beish on mizbeach. The kohanim putting the ish on the mizbeach. Why is that there for? Must be to teach me something. It's extraneous. It's just simply not new ish on mizbeach. Why do I have to say specifically the kohanim? I know it's the kohanim already. This is mikabala ve'elach. So lamali. So he says no lima'utei hashiv inituach. That comes to exclude what was written in the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk was hashiv inituach, which didn't have a subject. So yes, mikabala ve'elach is all the kohanim. So why do I need nashnu bnei Aaron? Because what? Yeah, because there is one thing after kabbalah that's kasher bazar. That's hashiv inituach. That's where the pasuk comes. So the Gemara says no, not true, because this v'nosnu bnei Aaron the eish on mizbeach, I need it for itself. I can't use it for a deal. Why? V'akati itzrich. I still need that pasuk. Sokadai dechamina. I would have thought cave on the lava vode d'ma'aka kaparihi loti baikuna k'mashmulan di baikuna. What is putting the fire on the mizbeach? What does it have to do with the kapara of the animal for the violin? Absolutely nothing. So you would have had a havin to say only stuff that has to do with kapara, only stuff that has to do with the actual animal itself. That would require the Kohen. But putting the fire, a Zar could do it, let a Levi do it, or whatever, however the situation comes, a Zar could put it on, and it would be fine. So therefore the Pasuk has to tell me, no, specifically the fire has to be done by the Kohanim. So that's not, so you can't make the deal, because you need that Pasuk for itself. So Ella, you learn it from Hacha, you learn it from here. The next Pasuk Ches, says, the Arkhu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim, es ha-Nisachim, es ha-Rosh, ves ha-Poder. They have to set up all the animals, parts on the mizbeach. Michdei. What do I need this for? Mikabala the Elach mitzvahs kahuna. It's the same limud. It says Mikabala the Elach is already mitzvahs kahuna, but Arku Lamelis, why need to tell me that the Kohanim are the ones who are setting up the animal parts on the Mizbeach? I know already it's them. It's after Kabbalah. So Lamuti Hashem Nituach comes to exclude Hashem Nituach, meaning it comes to tell me that from here the Kohanim has to do it, but the previous Pasuk, which is actually two Pesukim beforehand, or three Pesukim beforehand, that the Hashem Nituach, the subject of that can be the Zark, can be the violin. So Gemara says, wait a second, no. The Ema, maybe it's coming to tell me, Lemaute Sidor Shnigis Roy Eitzim. Maybe it's coming to exclude putting the two pieces of wood on the fire before the Akrav of the Tamid Shabbat Harabaya. That's very crucial also, because by the carbon Tamid of the morning, it says clearly the Kohen has to do it. When it comes to the carbon Tamid Shabbat Harabaya, it doesn't say. So maybe this saying here is that they set what they're setting things up. They only set up the animal parts. They don't have to set up the wood for the carbon Shabbat Ben Arabayim. So the Gemara says, no. Mistabra divcha dikavasim imayim. In Aramaic, the Dalet and the Zayin switch. So divcha becomes zivcha. Must be that they're talking of something regarding the Zebach. What are they setting up? They're setting up the animal parts. So if it's coming to be imayim something, it should be imayim something that's similar to it. Something that's also focused on the animal. What's focused on the animal? Hefshet v'nituach. So therefore, it's going to be imayim something, it's going to be imayim hefshet v'nituach. It doesn't have to be done by the Kohanim. The Gemara says, wait a second. Adarabba, sidur tekevaseim imayim. What's he doing? Don't focus on the item. Focus on the action. The action is setting things up, putting things in order on the Mizbeach. You're putting the animal parts in the Mizbeach. You're putting the wood in the Mizbeach. So that maybe that's what's coming to be Ma'ayit. It's coming to be Ma'ayit that the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim before the Tamid Shabbat Arba'ayim does not have to be done by the Kohen, and therefore Hashem Yituach still don't have a limud to tell me that a Zar is allowed to do it. It's got to keep going back. So Gemara says, no, lo saka daitach. You would never...
Setting it up can be done by a Zar.
We had that issue before. How does a Zar get there?
Yeah.
Okay, a Levi. Okay, so for sake of easiness, you just say a Levi. Levi's not a Kohen. He's allowed in that area. So leave it. Right? I'm not going to use it like that to answer the question. It's a Levi. Right? A Levi's a Zar. He can go towards by the Mizbeach. He's allowed in the Zar area. So he's the one putting it up. So I'll answer our question that we had last night that's dealing with a Levi. Does that answer the question?
No. Why is Levi in Israel?
Levi's allowed in the Zar. Our question was, how'd you get guy there to begin with?
You're right.
All right, so Eilach Rami, he's not allowed to be there, but he did this anyway. Is it good? Does it work? Okay, does it have to be redone? Right, another way to answer it. Okay, that's probably better. Okay, so the Gemara is now stuck because maybe the miut is for the Arkhu that specifically has to be set up the wood for the Tamid Shabbat Arba'im, has to be set up by the Kohen. Gemara says, no, you never would have had that Havamina. Lo Saka Daitach, that the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim would have been, you never would have had a Havamina to think that someone else could do the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, that you need the Diyuk. You never would have had that Havamina, so the Amar Mar, because we learned in the Brisa now comes to explain, this is the Pasuk I mentioned before, it's Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, right, V'akerev v'krayim yichatz mayim, v'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kol, v'hikdir ha-mizbecha, olahu yishay reif nechoach. So v'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kol, v'hikdir ha-mizbecha. So this Torah here, I guess, is bringing it. So Zo Holachas Averim Lekevesh. This is talking about bringing the animal parts to the ramp. Holachas Averim Lekevesh Hu Dabai Kuhuna. Bringing the animal to the Mizbeach requires the Kuhuna. But Holachas Eitzim Lo Bai Kuhuna. Bringing or walking the Eitzim to the Mizbeach wouldn't require a Kohen. So a non-Kohen done, it would be kosher. But Ha, that's only walking the wood. But Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Bai Kuhuna. But setting the wood up on the Mizbeach would require a Kohen. So you know that setting up the Mizbeach, the wood on the Mizbeach requires a Kohen. So therefore, the Arhu, going back, so the Arhu B'nei Aaron HaKohanim Es Nisachim, chopping it up, why do I need it for? I know it's after Kabbalah that it should be done by the Kohanim. It's coming to be Ma'id something. What's it coming to be Ma'id? It's coming to be Ma'id. Lamalim Mutu Heshet V'Nituach. It's coming to exclude Heshet V'Nituach. So therefore I have a proof that Heshet V'Nituach is Kasher Bazar. Cheetah's Rashi ends the Gemara here. That goes on. Next couple lines are not in Rashi. But our Gemara has the Girsa. So the Gemara says, wait a second. We'll ask the question. The Ella, maybe a second. I think they take out that. The Grud takes out the next four words. But whatever, we'll read it. The Ema Hoki Nami Lugufe. Maybe you can say again that the Pasuk we're talking about now again is the Arkhu Bnei Aaron is Kohanim and Nisachim. We're saying it's extra because it's after Halacha. So you learn it for a Diyuk that only this the Kohen does. But it has to be Tuch, it doesn't have to do. So Ella, But Gemara says, "V'hikir hakohen es hakol hamizbecha lemizbecha in the Gemara lemay asi." The next pasuk test. It says, "V'kirvo krov yachatimayim." Right, but its innards and its legs you should wash with water. "V'hikir hakohen es hakol hamizbecha olah yishir reichnichovach laHashem." Right, and the priest shall make the whole smoke on the altar, and for a burnt offering, an offering made of fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Okay, so Gemara says, why do I need that the hakara, that the burning has to be done by the kohen? Already, it's after the halacha already, so everything's supposed to be done by the kohen. So the Gemara says, why do I need that?
Why?
Right. So why does it have to say it? Okay. So the Gemara, that I'm not exactly sure what the question is, right? Why does it say kohun over there? I guess it keeps saying kohun in all these places. You can't tell me. I guess the question is, oh, that's for a diak. What's the diak here? It's just listing the kohen. Maybe that's not. You know, maybe you don't learn it that way. You don't learn the psukim that way. So because of this, the Gemara now brings a different drasha, and the Gra adds the words v'hiktir. Right? He says v'hiktir hakohen es hakol. Right? That's the pasuk. I don't know where. Right? V'hiktir l'meute heshev nituach. It's the same drasha. L'meute heshev nituach. V'hikriv hakohen es hakol mizbecha. Zo halachas averam lekevesh. Right? We just said here that the kohen. Brings every the Hikter Kohen is called Mizbecha, this Pasuk test, that the Kohen brings it all to the Mizbeach, Zo Halacha Severam LeKevesh. That's bringing the limbs to the Kevesh. Halacha Severam LeKevesh, Hu Dibai Kahuna. Bringing the Evarim to the Kevesh requires Kahuna. Halacha Eitzim Lo Bai Kahuna. The Halacha of the Eitzim does not require Kahuna. But Hasidr Shnei Gizra Eitzim Bai Kahuna. But setting up the Eitzim does require Kahuna. Right? V'nasnu, and therefore, V'nasnu, right? The next, V'nasnu Bnei Aaron, a Kohen, Eitzim Mizbeach, Lugufei. I guess the Gemara is explaining everything again. We said, "Benasnu bnei Aaron kohanim," right? They have to put the fire in his veach. That's lugufei. Why was that lugufei? Because that doesn't have to do with kapara. So that's lugufei. And then the pasuk, right? Bnei Aaron hakohanim. It's v'archu shnayim bnei Aaron shnayim hakohanim shnayim l'madu l'tala shaton shisha. That's how we know you need six people to bring the parts onto the mizbeach. Okay. So therefore, where are we now with the hefsher v'nituah?
Isn't my imagination? We just seem to be trying to back into this yeah. thing really well.
Well, they have. No, you can ask that on all drushes.
I understand that, but
I think the first one. I think the drush they had before is pretty good. Yeah. The drush they have is pretty good. But logically speaking, we learned out that it says from here on goes to Kohen. Right. So why do you mention Kohen again? Must we can learn something, right? That's rabbinic hermeneutics, whatever it's called. That's the hermeneutical principles. One of them.
What about the one that's the way they talk? The lashon of how people talk?
Yeah, no one ever says that this is the way the lashon of people talk. But most people, when they already set in the scene that we're dealing with a certain subject, don't keep repeating the subject. Right?
No, they say he.
They say
he. Say the man.
Right. They say he. So why they use the pronoun? So why are they using the noun?
I don't disagree.
Right. So Amar Rav Hanuna kashulei the Rabbi Elezer, right? Rav Hanuna says, wait, I have a problem here. We just said v'archu right b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, right? That's shnayim. That teaches us that you need six. The problem is that pasuk v'archu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim se'sachem se'rosh se'pader that teaches six. That's talking about the par. And the par we say we need 24. How are you learning out that you need six when the pasuk is talking about of the animal you told me needs 24? So, you wait for this one, you're not mati, you don't like this one. So, v'nichlei, Rabbi Elazar answered, because it says, al ha'etzim, asher al ha'esh, asher al ha'mezbeach. Right, the pasuk says, right, v'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim, z'sach ha'zorosh ha'pedah, al ha'etzim, on the wood, asher al ha'esh, asher al ha'mezbeach. So, asher ha'etzim, ha'esh, al ha'mezbeach, the basic Gemara will say that that's specifically dealing with the korban tamid. The korban tamid can only be brought by kevesh, and therefore when you have the six, you can make a lima for the kevesh. It's not that part of the pasuk is not talking about the par. Okay, he said, how do you learn that? It says, Ala Eitzim Asher Ala Eish Asher Ala Mizbeach. The Eiza Davar Shener Marbo Eitzim Eish Mizbeach. What thing it talks about this order that you must put the Eitzim down, you must put the fire down, and then you bring the Mizbeach. That's only the Habe Omez Etleh. That's the Tleh, the Tamid Shel Shachar. And only by the Tamid Shel Shachar do you have to be Mesader, the Eitzim, and the Eish, and then put the carbon on. A regular Ola, right, a par, right, the par is going to cover Korban Musaf. Parker's going to Moshe, Shechti, bring it up, you put it on the fire right there. You don't have to do any setting up on the fire. So this, if you're talking about Eitzim, Eishim, Mizbeach, then that has to be talking about the Ola of a Kevesh, of a Tleh. The Ola of the Tleh is the Kevesh, which is the Karba Tami, which now you can learn out the six. You're okay with that one? Okay.
We don't have a Havamina, by the way, in all of this, that anybody but the Kohen does whole Tami.
Right, but it happens to be a machlokas whether or not all these things about Shchita K'shei Bazar, Heshev Etu K'shei Bazar, is that L'chatchila? Or be the evidence, if it was done by them, it's kosher.
No, but the Tumid isn't the purview of Bazar.
But Shchita's kosher by Zar, he could do the Shchita.
I can see if I'm bringing an Ola.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. The Gemara will talk about it. We said Shchita K'shei Bazar, which means if it's done, it's kosher. But we have a pious. But we have a pious for Shchita. We have a pious for Shchita by the Ola. Because it's the Gemara is the same, because that starts the process, and that it's the beginning. So it's very important to start the process. Okay.
Yeah, but if I'm bringing the Yola and I want to negate that whole thing, and I say I want to do the Shrita on the Yola,
but the Ola is not the Kohen. The Korban Tamid doesn't belong to the Kohen. It's a Korban Sivur. I don't know why the Kohen would do it, but if anyone did and checked with the Korban Tamid, it would be kosher. They did it in the right way. Shrita Lavavodi. Shrita Lavavodi. Right. Shrita Lavavodi. Right. We said the same thing with the menorah. We had those things and we had the problems with that. It didn't make sense. Right. But it's not in the Avodah, so therefore, the kosher bizarre. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara's are talking about setting up the Maracha, done by a Zar. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zar should see there es hamaracha chayav. If a zar sets up the maracha, sets up the wood, the pyres, sets up the pyre on the mizbeach, he be chayav misa. So what should we do? He sets it up. What are we supposed to do now? So keteruosa, what does he do? Parka. The zar takes it apart, the chos of a sojourn, and then put it back together again. Or says, wait a second, when he put it back together, what did he accomplish when he puts it back together again? So maya hanile, what does that accomplish? So what Gemara says. Right. Ella Park of a sort of Kohen takes it apart and the Kohen puts it back together again. The Tsar takes it apart. The question is, why is the Tsar taking it apart? Is the Tsar taking it apart therefore mean that that suspends his Misa? In other words, by taking it apart, does he retroactively negate what he did till now and therefore he's no longer Chayav Misa? It's also Machlokas in the Rishonim. What happens? You set it up.
The Tsar sets it up.
Right. It's no good. And he's Chayav Misa. So right. Take it apart and the Kohen set it up. So when he took it apart, what did that accomplish? That is only accomplished by negating the fact that you have a puzzle maracha, or does that negate also the chiyuv misa?
If you steal something in return,
do
you negate the
effect? I don't know. Or is it hechos like zeir gazal, and therefore you still have to pay it back?
You returned it,
but that was your punishment, so to speak.
At what point
does his punishment go away? I don't know. Same question.
At what point would it be chayiv?
That's the question.
Would it be when he sets it up or when he lights it?
That's the question. If you say that by...
Because if he sets it up and he doesn't light it, he doesn't do anything.
Maybe setting it up itself is the problem. Maybe the Chiyuv Misa sets in right away.
The
Ritva says that he's not punted for Misa by the fact that he takes it apart. Because he already did an Avodah in the Mikdash. You did the Avodah.
Right.
That's it. The only reason why you're taking it apart is to allow let it be done right, so you can actually be marked for the korbanos. But you did the avoda, you chayv misa. That's the ritva.
This is the concept of do-over.
Right. The Tosfos Arash has a suffix, because he says, like you said, maybe kol zman that they weren't makir on the maracha, that's not considered an avoda.
Right.
Okay, it's a machlokas. That's the machlokas we've shown him. Okay. So the Gemara says, maskif lo Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks as follows: how can you tell me that setting up the maracha is chayv misa when I know a klal? Is there any type of avoda that a nighttime avoda that is possible if it's done by a zar? What nighttime avoda is possible by a zar? And assumption being, setting up the maracha, right? Setting up the maracha the night before is a nighttime. Okay, so Gemara says, so below, is it really true that you can't find a nighttime avoda, that is, I did quotations for those who are listening, you can't find a nighttime avoda, for those who are, and a zar b'chayev, the hare, like Mati says, evarim u'padarim, you have the hakrava of the hakara of the evarim u'padarim, which go all night, and it's mitzvah at night, and nevertheless, if a zar does that, chayev misa, so you're talking about. Gemara says, no, sof avoda the yomahi. the Hatara of the Chalavim and the Avarim, not a nighttime Avodah. It's the end. Yeah, right, it's the end of the day of Avodah. Okay, fine. And the Mara says, okay, if I rate Trumas Hadeshen, what about Trumas Hadeshen, what's done in the wee hours of the morning, before the morning? That's also a nighttime Avodah. And we learned if a Zar does that, he's Chayav Misa. Right? If I rate Trumas Hadeshen. The Mara answers, not Chilas Avodah Yomahi. It's not a nighttime Avodah. It's the beginning of the daytime Avodah. How do we know that? We saw this from also. Dom Rabbi Yassi Amar Biochlan, Kidesh Yadav, L'Trumas Hadeshen. If someone washes their hands, the Kohen doesn't wash their hands with the Kior in order to do the Trumas Hadeshen, he doesn't have to wash it again when his hands when it comes daytime. Right? Right? Kidesh Yadav, L'Trumas Hadeshen, L'Machar, meaning when L'Machar means when it gets light, Einot Tzarech L'Kadesh, right? Shekvar Kidesh Mitchilus Avodah, because he already washed his hands for the initial Avodah. So, Trumas Hadeshen is really a day of Avodah, done at night, and a Parsi Varu Badar is really a night of Avodah, a day of Avodah done during the night. So how can you tell me that setting up the Maracha, which is a nighttime Avodah apparently, is Chayav Misa, Zar will be Chayav for? You don't have nighttime Avodah, so the Zar is Chayav Misa. I don't know what else to do at night. So the Amar, so the Gemara says, okay, I'll change the question. El Akasha, so the Gemara says El Akasha, so I still have the Kasha. Why is Rav Yochanan being Chayav Misa for Hazar who sets up the Maracha if it's an Avodah Slayla? So El Ki Itmar, if you're going to learn it, Hachi Itmar. This is how you should learn it. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesider Shnei Gizre Eitzim Chayav. The Zar who sets up the two, you have to have the snake, the two pieces of wood, not the Maracha itself, but these two pieces of wood, you're Chayav. Why? Hoi of Avodah Yomi. That's an Avodah Yom. Because the Pasuk says, Ubir Aleh HaKoim, Eitzim Baboker Baboker. That is in Perek Vav, where they start talking about the Karban Tamid. It's in Parsha Tzav already. So it's Perek Vav, Pasuk K. Right? Zot Torah HaOla Hiom Ola Mokdo. Right? Where is that? Pasuk K, right? The Eish Alam is Beach Tuchad Bo Lo Tichve. Right? Ubir Aleh HaKohen, Eitzim Baboker Baboker. Right, and the Kohen, right, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning thereby, it shall not go out, and the priest shall kindle wood on it every morning. That's talking about the snake who eats him, has to be done by the Kohen in the morning. So if a Zar does that, that is Chayav Misa for. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Maskip la Rava El Me'ato Tiboi Pious. Well, if it's so important that it's only to be done by the Kohanim, so where's the pious for it? Where's the pious for it? Right, it's being pious. Why don't we find the Kohanim and Mephaisim? I'm putting out the Sidos Nidus or Eitzim. Where says, what are you talking about? They are. Ishtamate Hodasani, you forgot what you learned in the Brisa. We forgot also. Misha Zacha, whoever won the first pious, which was the Trumas Hadeshen, whoever won the first pious, the Trumas Hadeshen, Zacha Besidu Maracha, U Besidu Shnigus or Eitzim. Whoever won the Trumas Hadeshen was Zacha in the Maracha and the Shnigus or Eitzim. My question I have with this is that you only had this first pious after they started pushing people off the Mizbeach. Right. So before that, you didn't have a pious for the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. The question's valid. There technically is no pious on the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. So it could be that maybe there was a pious for the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. All they added was the pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, and said if you win the Trumas Hadeshen, you also get those things. I don't know.
Right.
All right. So now, the Gemara then continues from Rava. Now, this is what the Gemara's assumption is. The Gemara's assumption from the words of Rava is that in order for there to be a pius, right, to be a lottery, you have to have a. It has to be an important avoda, which requires two conditions. There are two conditions. Number one, it has to be a avodas yom. Right, which says a Avodah Slayla doesn't get a pious. And number two, if a Zar would do the Avodah, it'd be Chayav Misa. So that's the only things that we are Mephaisim on. So now we're going to ask on each one, on each assumption. So Gemara says, L'meimra, to come to tell me, Avodah Yom Ba'i Pious, that only a daytime Avodah requires a lottery, but Avodah Slayla lo Ba'i Pious, but a nighttime Avodah does not require the lottery. Vahare, and I go through the same Shaka Vataria, Vare Evarmu Padarim, we know the answer already, but Evarmu Padarim, which are the Chalavim, the fats of the Tarmish Ben Arvahim, that sometimes they're mocked to them at night, nevertheless, they were fias on it. So Gemara says, no, so for Vodah Yamahi, that's a daytime Avodah, just continuing into the night. So Gemara says, Vare Trumas Hadeshen, right? So now you think it's a good answer to say Trumas Hadeshen, we say the same thing, we say Chilas Avodah Adiyom, Gemara gives a different answer. Gemara gives a different answer, he says, Mishum Maisa Shahaya. Now, Trumas Hadeshen, even though it's a, you could answer, the Rishonim says, you could have answered that you're right, it's a daytime avoda. But they answer a different answer, we say, no, you're right, in the Chanami, it's an avoda's Lila, or, but you wouldn't need a pious. The only reason why we do the pious is because they used to push people off the ramp, and the people were getting, breaking legs, and the Bryce says they were sticking knives into each other. So that's, right, the misplaced Haredism. So Mishum Maisa Shehoya, that they would put, that they would push it off. So that's why. So once they saw the coming to Sakana, that's why they made the pious. But the assumption of Rava is that Avodas Yom requires a pious. Avodas Lila does not require a pious. Right. Still stands. So it says, okay, Lemeimra, what was the other qualification? Lemeimar, the Avodas Yom, the Zar Chayav L'Misa. It has to be Avodas Yom, and a Zar has to be Chayav Misa if he does that Avoda. So by pious, a Zar Chayav L'Misa, low by pious. But if a Zar does not require, is not chayav misa, you don't have a pious. Now we asked the question we said before. Bahare shchita, we have shchita, which is kasher bazar. So if it's kasher, so therefore it's not chayav misa. Obviously, if it's kasher, so why be mafayis on it? Doesn't fit into the qualifications. We just said the qualifications are in order to do pious, it has to be an avodas yom, and it has to be a type of avodas. If a bazar does, it's chayav misa. Not only is a bazar not chayav misa, but a shchita, it's kasher. So shani shchita, Gemara says shchita is different. The tchilas avodahi, it's the beginning. Right, it's the beginning of all the avodas, and therefore, it's, even though it doesn't fit, it's, right in the Chanami, it's an exception to the rule because it's the sets that starts the day. It's the beginning of the day, and therefore, we want to start the day with the Kohanim running to do the avoda. Therefore, the mepayis on the shkita. That seems to be what they're talking about. But I don't know. Right, it's tchilas avoda. He did we do the Trumas Hadeshen already beforehand? I'm not so sure. Okay, all right. The Gemara says that basically now the Gemara's gotta go back. The Gemara had mentioned that the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is a Vodas Hayom, right? We said it's a Vodas Hayom, right? Rav Yochanan said we went back that the Zar who does Sidur Shnei Gizrei, we said the Zar who sets up the Maracha can't be. That's not Chayim Misa, that's a Vodas Alayla. But so we changed it to the Zar who sets up the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. He's Chayim Misa because it's a Vodas Yom. Now Gemara's gonna question that premise. If Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is in actuality in Avodas Yom, Amar Mazutra, V'Tamer Rav Ashi. Mazutra, some say Rav Ashi said it. V'Ha Anan Lo Tanan Hachi. We have a Mishnah that seems to intimate that the Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is not Avodas Hayom. It's the first Mishnah in the next parak, which we'll get to tomorrow. Amar Lahem HaMemuna, right? The Memuna, right? The guy of the secretary, I guess, whoever it is, the appointed one, says to the Kohanim, Tzu, go out either to the walls or to the roof, Uru'u im higiyas man shkita. Go out and see if the time for shkita arise, or has come about. See if it's alos, I guess. The ilu zman sid. What? Whatever it is. It was the ilu. No, that was for, wasn't that for the, I thought that was for the Trumas Hadeshen. V'ilah zman sidur shnei gizrei eitzim lokatani. It didn't say go out and see if it's time the sidur shnei gizrei eitzim. Okay, again, the sidur shnei gizrei eitzim has to be done before the shchita. It has to be set up. The fire has to be burning. So what's the first thing that the guy is worried about? Make sure it's day because I need to know it's day for the shchita. But I don't need to know it's day for the sidur shnei gizrei eitzim. So therefore, shnei gizrei eitzim is a nighttime avoda. So then why are you chayav misa? Right, that's the thing. So the Gemara answers, no. Enochanami, Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is a daytime avoda. It's done during the day. So why is the guy so concerned about Shchita, not Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim? Because if you shaft, you can't fix it. If you set up the Gizrei Eitzim before the Zman, you'll take them up and reset it. But if you shaft this animal, again, yes, you can shaft another animal. But if you shaft this animal, you can't fix that. If I shaft this animal before the time, it's done. If I set up the wood before it's done, should reset it. What's the big deal? He says, that's Gomer answers, ha, the lesle takana. Right, the behemoth has no takana if it's shefted at night. You just have to bring another one. So that katani. So that the skan is worried about to check to make sure. But ha, the avodah sidur shnigre eitzim, the isle takana, it has a takana, because if it's done at night, just do it again in the morning, lo katani. That's not, the skan is not matria to announce, check that it's morning time to make sure to do the shnigre eitzim. Do the sneakers eat them during the day? Did it at night? We set it up during the day. Okay. You know, we'll stop here because now there's a whole Ika to Amri, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone, have a great day.
Shkoyach, Michael.